Welcome everybody, shir number 1362, and the writing is shir number 514, 514, getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, we're middle of the halachas of Negovasser, some of the morning items which take place. So, be it as it may, if one, throughout the day actually, if one relieved themselves, the person went to the bathroom, was going to hate, and they forgot to make a Asher Yatzer, they come out, they forgot to make the bracha of Asher Yatzer. Now, the question is, how long does one have, right? When I remember, is it too late? Not too late, a half hour, 20 minutes, whatever the case is. So one would still have to make, one would still be obligated to make the bracha of Asher Yatzer, even a while later. It could be 20 minutes, half hour, even an hour. It could be a while later when they remembered. Oh, but there's one condition. If by the time that one remembered, they had an urge to use the bathroom again, in other words, I remember, but now 1 second, I have to use the bathroom again. So then, at that point, it would be too late to make the Asher Yatzer for the previous going. That's Lemaisa, that's how we paskin, that one has to be very careful. Once you start to feel you need the bathroom again, the previous Asher Yatzer is over. That is the time limit. So for some people, it could be half hour, it could be an hour, it could be 2 hours, you know, right? Every person is different. Everybody works differently. So, therefore, the Mishnah Berurah Taka stresses in quite a number of places the importance of making Asher Yatzer as soon as one is done relieving themselves and not to wait. In other words, you finish, a person should make sure that your person comes out, they wash their hands, a person should make Asher Yatzer right away. Be very careful not to start doing something else or get bogged down with something else. Very easily a person can forget, and not just forget, but the person could have an urge to go again, and then they lose the Asher Yatzer. So that's a extreme importance that the Mishnah Berurah says, and brings it down, like I said, quite a number of times, not just once, that he stresses that point. So that is the bottom line. So bottom line, just to sum up real quickly, so far, right, a person could make Asher Yatzer. If they forgot, they can make as long as it takes, as long as they do not feel that they have to use the bathroom again. It could be an hour, could be 2 hours, whatever the case. Once you feel you have to use the bathroom again, one would not be allowed to make Asher Yatzer again from the previous going. Now, even though, let's talk about a separate thing. Even though there are some opinions who hold that when one uses the bathroom before going to Davin, even for Mincha or for Maariv, there are actually opinions that say, and it's coming off the rush, but we don't hold like that, but one should recite the Bracha of Asher Yatzer when they come out, and the Tilas Yadayim. That's before Mincha, before Maariv. There are some opinions like that. And in other words, each time before I go to Davin Shmoneh Esrei. Bottom line is, the Shulchan Aruch tells us that we should follow the opinions that we hold to make a Bracha of Tilas Yadayim only once in the morning. Asher Yatzer has to be made every single time. Every time you go to bath, you have to make Asher Yatzer. That's not the issue. But Tilas Yadayim is made once in the morning, even though there are some opinions, like I said, brought down that say that every time before you go to daven, if you use the bathroom before that davening, mincha maariv, one should make the tilas yadayim, but we do not. We only make Asher Yatzer every time we go to the bathroom. The tilas yadayim is only made once in the morning in conjunction with halachas, as we've been talking about. So this is true even if one has to use the bathroom before going to recite Shmoneh Esrei. Let's say I'm going to daven mincha, right, and I have to use the bathroom beforehand. Fine, so you come out, so you make Asher Yatzer, and that's all. We do not make a Netilas Yadayim. Now, before going, it is important to note that one should keep in mind before going to recite Shmoneh Esrei, before one goes to daven Mincha, Maariv, and of course Shacharis, in conjunction with what we've been learning, but the separate halacha, before one goes to daven, Mincha, Maariv, so then basically it's the Shmoneh Esrei, one should make sure to wash their hands with a utensil, with a kli. One time is enough. You don't have to do it three times, and that's important because of the fact that's a preparation for tefillah. This is true even if one is unaware. One is not aware of at any time that they made their hands unclean, even though one does still have to wash their hands for tefillah. But no bracha is made at that time. In other words, no netil sedaim. Asher Yatzer is made if you went to the bathroom, but the netil sedaim would not be made. These halachas are found in Siman Zayin, Sif Aleph, Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Aleph. Thank you for listening. Atzlocha, Baruch, Kol Tuv.